Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Back on the program, we welcome in someone who obviously has been part of so many programs with me, and I'm glad we'll be together again this year. And, of course, that's Eli Manning. Eli, welcome. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing well. It's nice to be back, and I'm looking forward to the season. And let me get right to that, Eli, because you have to be thrilled the way the new Giant hierarchy, from GM to coach, everyone came in and said, you know what, this is Eli's team, and now we're going to put the pieces around them. You have to be thrilled.
Yeah, definitely. I think great working with Coach Shurmur, Mike Shula, the offense coordinator, and Dave Gettleman. They've done a great job just putting a team together. And now it's our job, obviously, to go out there and perform at a high level. But I've enjoyed these last few weeks of being back in the facility and getting to work, and obviously excited about the draft. And it's always an exciting time. You get to add a few key players to the equation, and look forward for those guys to get here in the facility and start working as well. But I think everybody is just excited to get back to work and kind of put last year behind us and start moving forward.
Let's put it was a very tough year. Let's put it behind you. But when you look back on it for a second for us, what was a very tough year on a lot of levels? What was the toughest part for you?
Obviously losing games is tough. You want to win games for your fans. You never want to get, see your head coach get fired during the season. And Coach McAdoo and I had a great relationship for 4 years. When someone gets fired, it means you didn't do your job well enough. And that's kind of how I've always seen that. And never want to see that happen. So just going through all those things was tough. It's never fun, going through a losing streak. And not, feeling you're playing your best football, and though we had a lot of injuries and just trying to figure out ways to be creative to try to put some points on the board.
The Giants have made it very clear that they expect you to be around for a while. They talked about, and Gettleman did, about how you are someone who is able to stay healthy and are one of those freak athletes who can play for a long time. You've always made that pretty clear, that you expect to play for a long time and don't feel like age is a factor right now, right?
No, my body feels good. I feel like I'm still moving around. My arm's still strong and can make all the throws, and eager to learn. And I think that's the thing. Coming here in meetings and learning a new offense, it's not I'm not overwhelmed by it. I like putting in the time to kind of get all the questions asked and make sure I'm on the same page with them and we're thinking the same way. So I've enjoyed this process of kind of learning a new offense, seeing how different people think, and it can be enlightening and eye-opening just to see how different people can run similar plays but read it differently or go about it differently. So you just got to buy in and trust the system and make sure you're doing everything the way the coaches want you to do it.
You played in one system for a long time. It took advantage of your ability to throw the ball down the field, especially. Then you changed and went to a new system. Will this one be more like the second or more like the first?
I think it's a little bit of a combination of both. And so there are some things that, like in any offense, a lot of it's similar plays. It's just kind of how you read it or how you call it or how they're communicated exactly. And so I think there are some there's definitely some concepts that were very familiar from Coach Gilbride's system. When I was with Coach Coughlin as the head coach, and then there's some that are more similar to Coach McAdoo. So I think it's, and then some are completely unique in their own. And so it's just about learning it, learning the reads inside and out, learning protections, and just kind of how they want their offense run.
We're talking with Eli Manning as the Giants. A lot of optimism around the Giants. Clearly a very good draft. You now have a lot of help on the offensive line. I think one of the kids they draft is going to be terrific there. They went out and helped themselves in free agency there. Now you bring in an explosive back who has the ability to score from anywhere on the field. You have Beckham, who, when on his game, can score from anywhere on the field. How about the team you're going to have around you this year?
Yeah, you know, I'm excited. And obviously, it's easy to get excited about your on-paper team, and that's the guys that you have on the roster just because of the playmakers. And you look at Odell and Saquon and, Evan Ingram and Shepard, Sterling Shepard. You know, those are all guys who have played in games, made big plays for us. And then you throw in a new left tackle and, some offensive linemen. So, obviously, on paper, there's a lot of playmakers. Now it's just a matter of us coming together as a team, everybody buying into this offense, buying into the head coach's message, and working extremely hard to make sure we're getting better. And we have a great understanding. And as the season goes, you got to go through the ups and downs and just commit to this team and this season. And so that's what it's going to take. It's not just the players. It's everybody buying in and being on the same page and coming together as a team is the most important thing.
You've had some good players at times, Eli. This group, though, could be unbelievable. I mean, your tight end shows a tremendous amount of talent. We know that. The kid from Penn State has a great explosiveness. We know what Beckham can do. You have some other receivers behind them. I mean, this could be really a fun offense and one that could play pretty much with some balance. They should be able to run the ball better. There should be some better blocking on the offensive line. I mean, it looks like this could be not only versatile, but incredibly explosive.
Well, we hope so, and that's what we're working towards. And obviously that's what this time of year is for. It's for us to, get this, start learning this offense, make sure our fundamentals are correct. If a route says, to get the 18 yards, we got to get the 18 yards. And, offensive line making our calls. And so it's really about everybody being on the same page and offensive line being on the same page with picking up blitzes and tight ends. So it's, there's obviously a skill set, and guys, if they're given an opportunity to do things, down the field, I think we'll be able to make plays, but it's still everybody, every play being on the same page and doing, communicating well and understanding understanding, it's still about, having your, blocking guys and catching the football and doing the little things correctly as well. So that's what we're working on to make sure our fundamentals are sound and give us the opportunity to make some of those plays down the field.
I'm talking with Eli Manning. Life takes a lot of weird twists and turns. We know that. Look at me being back here. I never expected I'd be back doing this. So was there
that was
a time?
The shortest retirement I've ever
seen. It was, and I tell you, I never expected for a second to be back. Life's weird. It really is sometimes, and very strange. 4.5, 5 months, and I'm back here after 30 years. But did you reach a point last year where you thought your Giant days were over? Did you ever get to that point in what was going on last year?
I just for the first time ever, I didn't know what the future held. And, it was and I tried not to, overthink it and draw conclusions off information I didn't know. I just kind of had to say, hey, I'm going to be positive and through the whole, end of the season and the off season, and just kind of, work out and be ready for whatever is thrown at me. And, I was very excited, to kind of hear the news from, Mr. Gettleman, Mr. Mayor, that they, would want me back and knew I was going to work extremely hard to keep my job. And I want, when you almost lose something, it makes you, appreciate it even more. And that's certainly the case here. I love being the quarterback for the New York Giants, and I want to be the quarterback and win games for this organization and this fan base and my teammates. And so, that's what my energy is going toward, and my commitment to do what it takes to learn this offense and win some more games.
You must have been thrilled by it, because these guys, they haven't been wishy-washy around it. They haven't vacillated. They basically have said, Eli's here. He's got years left. We're building around him. He's our guy. He's got plenty left in the tank. I mean, that's what you've heard from these guys.
Yeah, and I think I've tried to you know, show them that, hey, I want to learn. I'm here. I'm committed to, you know, learning everything. And you know, we hadn't had a whole lot of practices, but I thought, you know, last week just, you know, we did have a vet mini camp and out there. And I thought the guys were running fast. I thought I threw the ball well. You know, it wasn't perfect by any means, but, for just trying to put an offense together and kind of, throwing routes to these guys, some of them for the first time. And, you know, so I thought I had a decent feel for the offense, and I think just getting more comfortable every day.
You know, there's been so much swirling around Beckham. Do you feel that everything can settle down to where it can just be him and your offense and you and just playing football and get all that other stuff away from just the distractions that seem to have swirled around him the last year and a half?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the goal, where we can, you know, kind of just – you know, keep the main thing, and that's playing football, and that's winning football games, and keep it about that. And obviously, you know, in New York, hey, everything gets blown up a little bit. We just got, you know, we got to focus just on, you know, not making distractions when you don't need distractions. Have the conversation be about our good play and not about other things that, you know, may hurt the team or draw, you know, draw the focus away from what we're doing as a team. And so I think that's you know, that's the mindset, and we got to go out there and do our you know, kind of do our talking on the field.
Listen, there's a lot to look forward to this year. We're looking forward to it. It should be a fun season, and we're looking forward to going through it with you again this year. Thanks very much for being part of the first show. Appreciate it very
sure
much.
Thanks, sure thing, Mike. Great to have you back.
Thank you, Eli, very much. Eli Manning, back after this.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.